G'day everyone, it's Ian here, walking down beside the Brisbane River on a now, fortunately, damp late Saturday afternoon. Had a ripper of a storm coming through two or so hours ago. Big thundering storm, lashings of rain and some wind just bucketed down. Path around my home got flooded. Yeah, it was great. I was out on the pagoda, lying in the hammock in the heat when it came through, and I just lay there and let the water splash on me a bit. Oh, it's been a couple of really, really bad days. Yeah, we're getting towards the end of late March, and we should be moving into some mild temperatures. I think I mentioned on a previous audio boo that it had died down a bit, the heat, and it was starting to get a lot more pleasant, but just in the last few days, it's come back with a vengeance. It hasn't been overly hot. It's 30 or so degrees, but the humidity's been through the roof. It's just been so icky. Went at Tango last night, and I just couldn't do it. Just couldn't hack it. And everybody else was just covered in sweat and exhausted as well. It's really uncomfortable. It's sore weather we have back in January. We all thought that it was gone, but no. Still hanging about. If this is climate change, it's not going to be good. Hopefully it's just a glitch. But anyway, storm came through and the temperature dropped, and it's a lot more comfortable now. Anyway, just thought I'd drop in and have a bit of a chat. Had a good fun messing about with Audio Hijack 3. The previous audio booth that I put up was me messing about with that, and a little bit of music that I like. You can listen to that if you haven't heard it already. It's something I've been wanting to do for some time, was get Audio Hijack up and running and configured. I knew it was going to take me a little while to do. It's one of those jobs, I have quite a few of these, where I want to get into the technology, I want to understand something, but until I have an absolute need for it, I tend to not worry about it. And then one day something comes up and I want to do it and use it, but I need to use it now and I need to have it up and running within just a couple of minutes or I walk away from it. And that's been the case many times when I've wanted to talk over some music. I just haven't had the time or the energy to get into it. And when I've wanted to do it, I've wanted to work then and there within 5 minutes. And so it's been a bit of a catch-22 situation. So I blocked out a chunk of time this afternoon so that I could get my head around it. And it's good now. I've got it set up as a template and I can just go back to it any time I want to and use it. So that's great. Just tweak it a little bit as I slowly learn more and more about the program and how it all works. Vast improvement on the old Audio Hijack Pro that I used to have. This upgrade cost me a little bit. The original Audio Hijack Pro cost me $40 or so, and this upgrade cost me another $20 or so. But well worth having. It's also a great program if you've got a Mac for grabbing audio from any source at all, from any program, from any system that you might run through your machine. It's a great way of grabbing audio. Had a couple of days off work this week too, Thursday, Friday. Went out Wednesday night, as a matter of fact. Went and saw a film called The Sugar Movie, something like that. It's about an Aussie fellow who decided, he was very healthy, very fit. He decided to change his diet for a 30-day period and just eat the recommended healthy foods that are available, which happen to have sugar in it. Things like sports drinks and flavoured yogurts and sports bars. The better stuff. I'm not talking about junk food. We're not talking about Coke and McDonald's here. We're talking about the recommended healthy foods. And the sugar, basically, that is what the story's about. The sugar in his system just brought on all sorts of problems for him. It's a very, very funny educational film. I went along to see that on the premiere of it, actually, with a friend of mine on Wednesday night, and they had a panel discussion afterwards and a few questions were asked, and went and did that. I planned to book the tickets a month back, and they sold out instantly. But I went out on Wednesday night with my friend Julie, with the idea in mind that it's going to be a late night, and I thought, oh, bugger it, I'll take Thursday and Friday off and work on my own projects, which I've been attempting as best I can. And I'll say attempting because I haven't been overly successful, and I actually thought this might be the case, because if I take time off at the end of the week, I'm never as functional as if I take time off at the beginning of the week after I've had the weekend to recover. And that's exactly how it's played out. I've had to drag myself kicking and screaming to be motivated. Also, I think this heat, just as we're getting acclimatised into some better weather, this heat has just knocked me about some shocking. Am I getting older? Is that what's happening? Am I getting a little bit more fragile as I get older? I don't know. I've been asking this question at work, but even the young guys at work are complaining too. So maybe it's not that. I don't know. So I've been dragging myself kicking and screaming to be a little bit more productive. One thing I've done is I've made a point of finding some educational channels, and I actually found it was mentioned on at the end of one of the podcasts that I listened to, mentioned great courses. It was a sponsored ad, actually. It's the first time I've ever reacted to a sponsored ad on a podcast. The Great Courses are running a storytelling course by a professor in the US, and she goes on about history and methodologies of storytelling. And I thought, well, it's something I'm interested in. Might as well go and learn from people who already know stuff. So I went and had a look at it, and yeah, they're offering an 80% discount. God knows if that's for real. It costs 30 or so US dollars. So I actually purchased it and I started that. And yeah, it's something I've been wanting to do is more personal education. The good thing about that nowadays is we've got so much education that we can get free or close to free online. While I was at it, I also had a bit of a poke around edX. I did a course through edX this time last year. It was called Think 101. It was all about cognitive science and the biases that we have in our lives and our consciousness. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Ran over a few months. Learned a great deal. And edX are also running several courses at the moment that have interested me, so I've signed up for a couple of MOOCs. MOOCs, Massive Open Online Course, if you don't know. So I signed up for a couple of those. They're all free, whereas this storytelling at the Great Courses is a small fee. It's something I do enjoy doing, and what I've decided is there will be times when I'll probably be struggling from motivation. I won't quite know whether to zig or zag, and I thought, well, I can just flip open one of these courses and, you know, enjoy learning something from the courses rather than having to feel like I've actually got to be super uber productive. And hopefully there'll be other times when I will be productive. I have managed to achieve a few things. It's just nothing outstanding. A little bit more organising, but nothing really productive like I was hoping. Well, I didn't really expect to. I knew that was going to be the end of the week. I was going to be having a few problems. We've got Easter coming up and we've got a few other things happening, so hopefully soon. Been a bit of a struggle this week, but you get that. I have my systems, my exercise, my meditation, my diet to help me get through some of the more wonky times when they turn up. So I've got my strategies, things I've learned from life over the years. Anyway, just about out of time. I only got 10 minute count these days, and I'm just going to continue to enjoy this beautiful, mild temperature as the dark slowly encroaches on us on this Saturday evening. Best wishes to you all. Bye-bye.